Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jana Valaba Girivara Dari Jaya Gopi Jana Valaba Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jana Valaba Girivara Dari Jaya Gopi Jana Valaba Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Kachari Anshtotara Shata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Kachari Anshtotara Shata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsa Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Chyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Navid Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Tulasi Maharani Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Yamuna Mai Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Brihad Mridanga ki, Harinam Sankirtana ki, God Permanent Day, all goes to the assembled devotees, all goes to the assembled devotees, all goes to the assembled devotees, all goes to Shishi, Guru and Guranga. So today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Chapter 18 and verse text number 67 page number 699 Idam te na tapaskaya. Naba ktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Idam te na tapaskaya. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Idam te na tapaskaya. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Idam te na tapaskaya. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Idam te na tapaskaya. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Ladies or someone else? Yeah, you can do, Prabhu. You can do. Idam te na tapaskaya. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Mataji, some you want maybe? Idam te na tapaskaya. Na bhaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shrusave vacham. Na chamam yobhyasuryati. Idam, this, te, by you, na, never, atapaskaya, to one who is not austere, na, never, abhaktaya, to one who is not a devotee, kadachana, at any time, na, never. Cha also. Ashushru Shave. To one who is not engaged in devotional service. Vachyam. To be spoken. Na. Never. Cha also. Ma. Mam. Toward me. Yaha. Anyone who. Abhyasuyati is envious. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. Purport. Persons who have not undergone the austerities of the religious process, who have never attempted devotional service in Krishna consciousness, who have not tended a pure devotee, and especially those who are conscious of Krishna, conscious of Krishna and only as a historical personality, or who are envious of the greatness of Krishna, should not be told this most confidential part of knowledge. It is, however, sometimes found that even demoniac persons who are envious of Krishna, worshipping Krishna in a different way, take to the profession of explaining Bhagavad Gita in a different way to make business. But anyone who desires actually to understand Krishna must avoid such commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Actually, the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is not understandable to those who are not sensuous. Even if one is not sensuous, but is strictly following the disciplines enjoined in the Vedic scriptures, if he is not a devotee, he also cannot understand Krishna. And even when one possesses himself as a devotee of Krishna but is not engaged in Krishna consciousness activities, he also cannot understand Krishna. There are many persons who envy Krishna because he has explained in Bhagavad Gita that he is the supreme and that nothing is above him or equal to him. There are many persons who are envious of Krishna. Such persons should not be told of Bhagavad Gita, for they cannot understand. There is no possibility of faithless persons understanding Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. Without understanding Krishna from the authority of a pure devotee, one should not try to comment upon Bhagavad Gita. So if you like, you can turn on the page number one. If you like... where is this written? Let me see. Middle. Let me see. Yeah, I'm trying. And actually, the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is not understandable to those who are sensuous. Can you, Prabhu, maybe explain it? You know English better. Those who are not devoted, those who are just sense gratification persons, probably, yeah. Okay, so we read this introduction mantra. Om Agyana Timirandasya Yana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshuruni Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vishtam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopikanta, Radhakanta, Namostute, Tapta Kancha Gaurangi, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sintubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namum Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, so you can go back to the purport. So if you don't know, what we were reading now is a prayer to a spiritual master that you get mercy, so he can talk actually to you, you know, that you get mercy from him, that you can speak about Bhagavad Gita, and you pray to all the big Vaishnavas and Radha Krishna. So I'm going to read once again this translation. So this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to any one who is envious of me. So, devotees are actually very merciful and they give this devotional knowledge, bhakti yoga, they introduce it to anyone who is sincere actually, but even to those people who are not so much devoted, they just want to help them. So they're very merciful, they have compassion, like this Vancha Kalpa we read now. It is like the prayers to Vaishnavas who have compassion for all the fallen conditioned souls. So they don't mind even if somebody is a demon, they just want to save them because this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for helping in human life. So by this purport, actually, yes, we shouldn't preach to someone who is really not engaged, but someone who is like lost and is trying to find something, you know, but he's not completely devoted or he doesn't have complete faith. You can try to convince him. Just, you know, if we give him prasadam, that's already enough, you know. He'll get infected, just like Prabhupada said. Just eat prasadam as much as you can, and you'll be infected by Krishna consciousness, you know. Just as if you were next to some polluted factory, you know, you'll get sick if you're there all the time, every day. So if you, in the same way, similarly, if you eat just prasadam every day, you'll become Krishna consciousness, that's for sure. You'll become purified. So that's what we are trying to give to people. Prasadam, chanting of the holy name, and our books. This is all. It's very simple. So anyway, so this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he explains that many people have their own Bhagavad Gita. Like, they took it, but they made their comments on it, you know. And this is not right, because they're not from disciplic succession. And they're envious of Krishna. And they just want to speculate with their mind, so they don't know anything about God, they're just envious of Him. So there are a lot of Bhagavad Gitas, but the one that we read, it's called Bhagavad Gita as it is, because it's not changed. It is Krishna's words. And Srila Prabhupada just gave purport on it, which is very important, so we can understand it. Because even before, when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, people didn't understand it so much, because we have like one verse before, we read it yesterday. It says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papabibhyo moksha yishyami mashuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So this words emanating from Krishna's lotus mouth, he's saying that one should abandon all varieties of religions and just surrender unto me. So many people didn't understand this verse. They just think, just leave religion and that's it. So they started to kill, you know, animals and started to do all bad things after Krishna left. That's why there was another incarnation of God, of the Lord, Krishna, as Buddha. So he came, but this is another thing, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, this verse is the most important one. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So it is in the same time very easy to do it and difficult, because to leave religion in this purport is also meant to leave all the other religions that are not beneficial, you know what I mean? Real religion is Sanatana Dharma, eternal religion for every living entity. It means that one connects with Krishna in a loving relationship. It's also one of the meaning of the Dharma. So one can surrender to Krishna immediately and all of his problems will be solved, because Krishna says that he will take care especially of that person who surrenders to him. Even though he has some materialistic problems, it doesn't matter. He'll take care of him and he'll make him become a pure devotee and go back home, back to Godhead, just in this one lifetime. So, yeah, this confidential knowledge. We shouldn't speak to demoniac, envious people who are like atheists. They don't believe in God because they're envious of Him. They want to be God. So that's why they don't believe in them. They think, oh, I'm God. So this is, you know, is not right. That's why they are called demoniac, because they think they're God and they can satisfy their senses all the time. This is all what they do. And they don't know what is spiritual life. They're just engaged in materialistic things, you know. So we shouldn't speak this this devotional process, this bhakti yoga to anyone. Because this verse is like there. This verse I read to Abundal Word is a religion, so just surrender to me. There's one before, and these two are most important from this Bhagavad Gita. So the text is 65. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te prajyane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So this knowledge is most confidential and it shouldn't be spoke to anyone who is not devoted or who is trying to eagerly understand who is God, who is Krishna. So it's very simple. This we just have to think always about Krishna. So if we read books, then we will know who is Krishna, because how can you love someone if you don't understand him or think about him? Even like, for example, you have a girlfriend and you know, you love her and you think about her all the time because you like her, isn't it right? So in the same way, you have to understand and who is God, and then you can love him. So by reading these books, this philosophy, you'll understand who is God. And there are also many stories from Srimad Bhagavatam, like 10th canto, Krishna, you know, with the gopis and everything. And if you read these stories, then you'll be very attracted. If you read any story from Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam, it's very attractive. And by reading this, you will just want to be with Krishna, because you will see how nice is he, what kind of activities he does. It's all transcendental. It's full of bliss and happiness, and it's eternal. So there's no suffering at all. So, by reading these books, we will understand who is Krishna, and then you can love him. Because, so we are reading this book, this philosophy, to understand God completely. So this Krishna spoke to Arjuna for not only for him, but for the all human society, so they can in future follow the religious principles, which is meant for human form of life. And if one is actually not trying to follow religious principles, he's just engaged in satisfying his senses, he is not better than animal. Because what it says, Prabhupada explains, what's the difference between an animal and a human being? Animal sleeps, you're sleeping. Animal is eating, you're eating. Animal is having sex and you're also, and she's defending and human being is defending. So what's the difference? The difference is that we have religion and that we have to understand God and try to love him, because human form of life is most important and valuable, and if we don't use it, we can actually be born again, you know, and you don't know in which body you'll get born. You can get a tiger body, elephant body, ant, you can be a tree, just according to your karma, to your activities. If you're sinful, then you're for sure going to be in a lower body again. But because we have this opportunity to be in a human body, we should use it for trying to understand God. Because we have our eternal relationship with Krishna, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it says, Prabhupada explains, that we left the spiritual world to come enjoy material world without Krishna. Because in spiritual world, you serve Krishna there, and you're being enjoyed by him, so you're together, enjoying in a spiritual world. But here, you come because you want to enjoy without God, so that's why you forget him. But he's so merciful that he's appearing millennium after millennium, and he's trying to save his little parts and parcels. We are the souls, part and parcel of Krishna. So he's so merciful that he comes, and he gave us these scriptures and knowledge so we can come back to him. So one just have to have faith and try to understand this philosophy, and he'll go back home, back to Godhead. It's very simple. You just have to have faith in it. Just read and you will see there is no better knowledge than this. No one has it, because in this book, you will not find any book in any religion that says, this is God right here, this is him, you know, this is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where can you find this in any religion? You can't find this. They don't understand who is God. So this scripture is very valuable, and we should use this opportunity of human form of life really to go back home, back to Godhead, just in this one lifetime, and we'll never suffer again. We'll go to spiritual world. Like it is said, in spiritual world, every step is a dance and every word is a song there. So everything is full of bliss and happiness. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why the soul exists, because she wants to enjoy. But material world is not right place for enjoyment, like I explained it in the last lecture. You know, people are trying to enjoy in some materialistic things, getting money. This is their God now. This is what is God to people mostly. Not to all, but money, you know, this is all, it's satisfying their senses. So I have to buy this, I have to take this, or I like this or that, you know, I have to drink alcohol, or this never make you happy. Even though you drink alcohol, you're happy for 2 hours, but then after you have pain in your head, your belly, and you have problems with your kidney and liver, you know, and it's just, and this intoxication is just tamas, ignorance, you know. You will never get happy with this. So real happiness is in Krishna consciousness, because in Krishna consciousness, one is trying to put back his eternal relationship with Krishna, because Krishna says that he never leaves us. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita also that he is always in everybody's heart as Param Atma, so the super soul. He's always situated in our hearts, and he's always with us. He never leaves us. So he's that merciful. And he says that he gives knowledge, he gives remembrance and forgetfulness. So if someone wants to forget Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives you the knowledge to forget him. And that's why some souls come to this material world to enjoy without God, so they forget him. But he's so merciful, yeah, that he gives us again the knowledge and the way to come back. So if you want to know him again, then he gives you knowledge how to understand him. So this is the process of this devotional, of this bhakti yoga, which shouldn't be explained to anyone who is not devoted, or is trying to, at least trying to understand God. So... let me see. So yes, it's very simple in this age for us, because there are four yugas. And for example, first yuga was Satya Yuga, and in this yuga, people would have to meditate for hours, even more. Sometimes for months, years, they meditate, they didn't move, to get some benediction, or if they wanted to go back to Godhead, back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to Krishna. So they had to meditate, and it was, that time was easier for them. But now in this age, people cannot sit, you know, straight and do the breathing and make their mind peaceful, because mind is very, very fast. It's thinking, we can't really stop thinking, it's just going circling, and it's not easy for us to sit and meditate. So real yoga in this age is chanting the holy name, because this chanting of the holy name will purify our heart, and by constantly chanting, we'll just think about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare means the energy of God, and Krishna means God. So by chanting this holy name, we are saying, O energy of God, O Supreme Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service and protect me from illusion, like this. So if we are engaged in chanting of these holy names, Krishna will take for sure care of us. It says in Chintamani, Harinama Chintamani, I think so. It says that even if somebody chants the holy name once, he's considered to be a Vaishnava. So by chanting this holy name, one is becoming purified, and he can become very easily pure devotee. It's not that difficult. We just have to be sincere, enthusiastic, eager to do it, you know. Just chant the holy name, eat prasadam, dance, and just read the books. And this is all, you know. And you can do some service in the temple or for the devotees. Like Krishna said, not the one that says he's my devotee is my devotee, but the one that serves my devotee of my devotee. So we have to serve other devotees, and then we become devoted. This is like we serve Guru, spiritual master, because only by spiritual master's mercy we can attain the pure devotional service. We can't do it by ourselves. So, like Srila Prabhupada came to West and he gave us this knowledge. He went 14 times around the globe, you know. He did so much service for us. You can't give it return to him. It's not possible, because he saved millions of souls, and he will in future, because his books are here. He said, one person asked him, like, who will take over when you die? Like, he said, I'll never die. I'll live forever in my books. So one that read books, it's not different from Srila Prabhupada, because it's his words, it's his instructions. So if one follows him, you know, this is right path. So, yeah, by doing this devotional service, we have to approach a bona fide spiritual master and serve him. And of course, serve other devotees. So by doing this, one is becoming purified. And for sure, after, you know, he will attain the perfection of life and go back to spiritual world. I mean, who doesn't want to go to spiritual world? If you just read from the books about the spiritual world, you're already there. You know what I mean? When you read it, you're already there. It's just beautiful. It's incomparable to this dirty world, you know, this material existence. It's just if people would just really want to know about it, just a little bit, you know, enthusiasm or anything, they would just, you know, save themselves from all this miserable world. But they're engaged in, you know, materialistic activities because of the gunas. You have three gunas: it's goodness, passion, and ignorance. And 99% of the world is now in the mode of passion and ignorance. And passion means that one has to work a lot to satisfy his senses. He wants to be happy, so he has to do a lot of things. Oh, I want to take this, I have to do this. You know, I go to party, I do this, I get money, you know, I buy this for myself. And this is just passion. So in beginning, passion is very, like, nice, but in the end, it's just like poison, you know. So ignorance is poison in beginning and poison in the end, you know. And goodness in beginning is like a poison, because it's not easy to be in goodness, but in the end is very sweet, just like nectar. Like, I will explain, like, poison me, why is it like poison goodness? Everybody should be in the mode of goodness. Then he can really serve the Lord and other devotees nicely. It means that in the beginning it's poison, because one has to follow the rules and regulations. For example, we follow four regulative principles. One is no illicit sex. That means no sex out of marriage. The other one is no gambling. Third one is no meat eating. And fourth is no intoxication. So no alcohol, smoking, drugs. So because this is all in the mode of passion and ignorance. So that's why we are not engaged in these activities, because we want to understand God and really try to love Him. So this is a little bit difficult maybe in beginning to follow these four regulative principles. But if we're sincere and if we do it immediately, in beginning will be a little bit difficult. But if you follow it and chant the holy name, because the holy name will protect you. Just as they say when you chant Hare Krishna, it says, I explained, it means like, O energy of God, O Supreme Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service and protect me from illusion, you know. So Hari means one that moves illusion. So if you pray, chant the holy names, Krishna will take care of you and protect you, just as he said in Bhagavad Gita. If one surrenders to him, he will protect him and he will attain the perfection of life, the person that takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if one engages in following these four regulative principles and chants the holy name, he's becoming more and more surrendered to the Lord. Because you can be completely surrendered to God, that means you will do everything for the Lord. And you can do it like step by step, you know. You follow something, you're not completely engaged, but you're trying. So this is, you're becoming more and more surrendered to the Lord, to Krishna. So, yeah, what I was saying, so this knowledge should be given to ones who are sincere. So all of you here are sincere, you wouldn't be here, you know. So Krishna is giving this opportunity to understand him just in this one lifetime, and you can go back to the back to Krishna, back to the Lord. There's one story of a Brahmin. He was very young and he was following all the rules and regulations, and very strict, and he didn't have wife or anything. So he went out on the street and he saw one Shudra being with a prostitute, and he never saw this in his life, and he was very confused, like, what is this, you know? And he became entangled and he tried it. And he was with this prostitute. He was doing so much sinful activities. He had 10 children with this prostitute. And he was doing a lot of sinful activities, and he forgot about the Lord completely. But he had one son called Narayan. And Narayan is one of the Lord's name. It's also one of his forms with four hands. And he called him Narayan, and he liked him very much. So when he was playing with him or doing something, he would call him Narayan, Narayan, come here. You know, he was doing it with love, you know, calling him because he liked him. And when, in the end of his life, Yamadutas came to take him to Yamaraj so he can go to hellish planets because he did a lot of sinful activities. And when he saw Yamadutas coming to take his soul out of the body, he started to scream, Narayan, Narayan. And then Vishnudutas came, servants of the Lord, they came, Vishnudutas, and they said, don't take him. And they said, why? He did so much sinful activities. We have to take him. This is our order from Yamaraj. And he said, Vishnudutas said, no. He was singing my holy name. And anyone who sings my holy name doesn't go to hell. So they were confused and they went away. And Vishnudutas also went away. And yeah, this Brahman name was Ajamila, I think, yeah. His name was Ajamila. And then he got one more opportunity to become, again, Brahmanical. So he went, I think, to Himalayas. He went to one temple and he became again purified, and he go back to Godhead. And yeah, there is one even book called Second Chance. What's the name? No. One more chance or something like that. Anyway, one more opportunity or second chance. Yeah, second chance. So he got second chance to become Brahmanical, to serve the Lord with love and devotion, and he got this opportunity, and he went back to Godhead, spiritual world. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also giving us a nice opportunity here, that we understand him, try to understand him, and try to love him to devotional service, serving other devotees, serving the spiritual master, reading the books, sitting prasadam, chanting the holy name, and dancing in ecstasy in kirtan for the Lord. You know, this is all you have to do. Who wouldn't do this, you know? It's all like enjoying, how would I express it, you know? It's very nice. So by doing this, one is becoming purified. And after this one lifetime, he can go back to Godhead, back to Krishna. And the spiritual world is very nice. It says they have cows called Surabis. They give 1,000 of liters of milk, just as much as you can. They have nice rivers, you know, even with honey, you know, everything they have there. And it is all prema there, pure love. Everybody is serving others with love and devotion. Everybody is happy, full of bliss. And this is eternal relationship. You will never have to come back to this material world if you choose not to come, because you have a free will, of course. That's why you came here. If you don't want to love God, he will not push you to love him. So He gives the opportunity, okay, go to material world, enjoy without me, you know. So we have this opportunity to go back, home back to Godhead, and be face to face with Him, and to serve Him in a loving devotional relationship with Him. So it's very simple in this age. It is said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatira Nitya. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for spiritual perfection than the chanting of the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord, Hari. So, if one really wants to be advanced in spiritual life, all he has to do is just chant these holy names constantly, and he'll become purified. Because if we call, for example, if I call you, Remi, 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 you will come to me, no? If I call you. So if I call Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all the time, Hare Krishna, Krishna will appear, and his energy will appear, because it is said that Krishna, the name and Krishna are not different, because God is absolute. So his body, his name, his activities, you know, his words are not different from him, because he's absolute. So by constantly chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we're becoming purified, and God is being in association with us. So by being in association with us, we are getting all the good activities like he has. So it's like said, with who you are, you become like him, you know. If you're with demons, with someone who is just being alcoholic, you'll become alcoholic too, you know. So if you're being engaged in devotional service and chanting the holy name, you'll get all the good qualities that every spirit soul has. Good, every spirit soul in the spiritual world has all the good abilities, you know. And like it is said, the difference between God and you is that God is an ocean and you're a drop. So this drop is very small and God is huge. He's controlling everything. Because we can't really control anything. We are under the control of the Lord. So the difference is that it's an ocean and we are a drop. But this drop has all the elements from all the ocean, but just in a small amount. So it is said that we are part and parcels of God. We also have all the good qualities as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in a small amount. So this is the difference between you and the Lord. And just by engaging in this devotional service, one is becoming purified and he's getting all the good qualities, like being humble, tolerant, showing respect to everyone, and so much more. Just by engaging in this devotional service, chanting the holy name, dancing, and eating prasadam. So that's all. So I'll stop here, and if there is any question or comments, yes? You, Bhakta Remy, yeah?
Yeah, just to think about the sentence of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he said, this material world is not for gentlemen.
Yes.
It's very powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because... you get born, you die, you have disease, you know. Old age, it's just four things, you know. It's disgusting. You have this body, material body, and it's, you know, one should think, because for example, if your eternal soul, intelligent person should think, why not my eternal body, if I'm eternal? So until one doesn't come to this conclusion, it's not better than animal, you know. If we're eternal souls, then we should have eternal body. So in spiritual world, you have eternal body. And you have your eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. You can say something. Yes.
Both of them are poison and bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, you can know. Yeah, you can know, because in goodness means that, for example, I explained what is goodness. If you follow the four regulative principles I explained, it's difficult in beginning. So you're doing something beneficial. You're doing something for good. And it's poisonous in the beginning because it's a little bit difficult to follow it. But in future you'll get benefit because you're becoming purified. And ignorance is beginning poisonous because, for example, I don't know if somebody drinks alcohol, you know, he thinks it's good, but it's just poison immediately. And after he'll also suffer. He'll have problems with his kidney, he'll, you know, have headache or something. So it's poisonous in the beginning, but in ignorance. And this is poisonous in the beginning because you're trying to do something in goodness. So this is the difference. Did I... If you will know... If you're doing it for good and it's difficult, it means it's goodness. For example, if you want to stop drinking alcohol, it's difficult, it's poisonous, like, you know, because you're addicted to it. Someone can be addicted, it's poisonous, but it's good because he's stopping it, so it's in the mode of goodness, you know, so you can know this difference. But if somebody's going to do something stupid, drink, smoke, you know, I don't know, eat meat, this is ignorance in beginning already, you know, there's no happiness at all. So you can try to make this, if you're doing it for good, you know, and it's difficult, it's goodness. If you're doing it for satisfying your senses, it's ignorance. So this is the difference. Did I make it clear? I try my best. Okay, is there any other question or comment? No? Okay, thank you very much for listening. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. So if you like, you can stay for Sankirtan. We are going to chant the holy name. Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Bolo, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Kora Hari Bol. Nitya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol.
Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Radha Gopinath ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Shri Radha Gopinath ki Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Haribo, Haribo, Nidagora, Haribo. Nidagora, Haribo, 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 Nidagora, Haribo.
Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Gaur Nitai ki, Jagannath Baladev Shubhada Maharani ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Radha Desh Dham ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.